Welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the Journal of the Lancet publishes a series of articles on low back pain. And finally, a story about subgroups of MRI findings and low back pain patients. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 628, recorded April 6th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Almost everyone will have low back pain at some point in their lives. It can affect anyone at any age, and it is increasing. Disability due to back pain has risen by more than 50% since 1990. Low back pain is becoming more prevalent in low-income and middle-income countries, much more rapidly than in high-income countries. The cause is not always clear, apart from in people with, for example, malignant disease, spinal malformations, or spinal injury. Treatment varies widely around the world, from bed rest, mainly in low-income and middle-income countries, to surgery and the use of dangerous drugs such as opioids, usually in high-income countries. Recently, the journal The Lancet published three papers on low back pain by an international group of authors, which address the issues around the disorder and call for worldwide recognition of the disability associated with the disorder and the removal of harmful practices. Issues addressed in the articles include 1. Psychological, social, and biophysical factors. 2. Recommendations for treatment and the scarcity of research into prevention of low back pain. And 3. Persistence of disability associated with low back pain needs to be recognized and that it cannot be separated from social and economic factors and personal and cultural beliefs about back pain. Refer to our show notes for details. Research into the clinical importance of spinal MRI findings in patients with low back pain has primarily focused on single imaging findings, such as modic changes or disc degeneration, and found only weak associations with the presence of pain. However, numerous MRI findings almost always coexist in the lumbar spine and are often present at more than one lumbar level. It is possible that multiple MRI findings are more strongly associated with low back pain than single MRI findings. Latent class analysis is a statistical method that has recently been tested and found useful for identifying latent classes, in other words, subgroups, of MRI findings with multivariable datasets. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders was to investigate the association between subgroups of MRI findings and the presence of low back pain in people from the general population. The study concluded that although MRI findings are common in asymptomatic people and the association between single MRI findings and low back pain is often weak, the results of this study suggest that subgroups of multiple and severe lumbar MRI findings have a stronger association with low back pain than those with milder degrees of degeneration. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leaders concentrate single-mindedly on one thing, the most important thing, and they stay at it until it's complete. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.